I listen to Bears Barroom Radio Network, and you should too.
What follows is for news and entertainment purposes only. Any use of the forthcoming information in violation of any federal, state, or local law is prohibited. Mike North, you are on fire.
You know anybody else that good?
No.
No, they'll tell you they are. They may think they are, but we're documented every single week. The eye is on us.
That's
and I
right.
ain't talking about the eye of CBS, the public eye. The first feeling I got when I won a bet was elation. The worst feeling was when I lost a bet and I wanted to jump off a balcony.
Give me a quick betting tip.
Yeah, do win and don't lose, but usually it doesn't always work out that way. How many times you heard this? I'm going to Vegas. I go, how'd you do? Well, if I lost $4,000, but you know, you go there to have fun. No, you go there to win. And that's what's wrong with people. They have the negative mentality in anything they do, including sports, before you even laid the bet down. So you got to be positive. Vegas Scores and Odds is the landing place that gave me an opportunity to handicap. They let me show what I could do. And there's packages. There's free picks. What does Vegas Scores and Odds do when you perform? They reward you and they take care of you, and that's why we're ready to do this show.
Vegas Scores and Odds presents the Mike North Advantage, and it begins right now. That's right. The Mike North Advantage starts right now. I am Aldo Gandia, Mike's wingman, and if it is Wednesday, that means it is VegasScoresandOdds.com presents the Mike North Advantage. And Mike and I are together at my home studio, and we are celebrating. That's right, we're celebrating because of the big announcement. I don't know if you heard it yesterday over social media or one of the news outlets. Either way, I'm going to let Mike tell you about the announcement, and I'm going to tell you that Mike will have three free picks for you later in the show, and we've got lots of great sports talk. Let me bring him in now. Mike North, how are you, my friend?
Oh, my God, here I am, my guy Aldo Gandia. Look at us. All of a sudden, we're popular. You know, we were the two stinky guys in the gym. Nobody wanted to talk to us. All of a sudden, you know, we got a little bit of a mojo going. We got some, the motor's running, the pistons are moving, the wheels are turning. Are you kidding me? This is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't heard. You know, I was named a media consultant along with the crew of Jeff Schwartz. This is on behalf of Rob Feeder. I want Rob to hear this. Jeff Schwartz and BB North. It was in the press release. Rob edited it out. He had, you know, probably limited space. Who doesn't nowadays? You know, some days you have a mansion, other days you have an apartment. But I want to thank Vegas Scores and Odds. I'm going to be doing their national voicing of places like Westwood One, Premier, all the local. Stuff is going to be handled by Vegas Scores and Odds, but everywhere around the country, everywhere else, my voice will be there. Hopefully ESPN 1000 will want to get involved. I know they've been just taking their time with this kind of stuff. They want to wait till Illinois is legal for gambling, which would tell me, Aldo, straight up, okay, good luck, I'll see you in 2037, okay, because Governor Pritzker said, you know what? I'm not worried that Indiana's going to have it and that Iowa's got it ahead of us. Why not? Why aren't you? What is wrong with you? See? You know what? The fat cat don't worry. The fat cat don't worry. You got to worry. We got things to do, people to see, right, Aldo?
That's right, baby.
Come on. So we're doing really good, and we're going to be doing a lot of the stuff from the Bears Barroom Studios, from my studio. We're going to be coming up with stuff like 3 days a week, commercials for stuff. And I'll tell you something. I'm not quoting anybody, except I will tell you this, folks. I also look at some of the contracts, and all I'm going to say is there's a couple national outlets. I'll put it in political terms. That's been China. Okay, basically taking a big hunk of money. And, you know, these guys are good guys. And Jeff Allen, God bless him, brought me in 2011. But, you know, they're all wagers. They're all handicappers. And they started this business. They're doing well. But you know what? I looked at some deals the other day, and I'm saying, you know what? We're going to adjust this, hopefully adjust that, have great relationships. But you know what? Bears Barroom isn't going anywhere. Vegas Scores and Odds isn't going anywhere. In the last 3-4 days, I want to thank Jason Barrett, Rob Feeder. I want to thank Aldo Gandia. Aldo, great job with the press release. Jeff Schwartz is back in the action.
Ooh, Jeff.
Yeah, and then we got BB, of course, who's as selfless as anybody comes.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just telling you right now. She's just does a great job. Adds so much element of class to the organization. Beauty and the Beast. That's what we are. So, anyway, I'm happy. We've been eating potato chips and a sub that Eldo bought me.
That's right.
Yeah. I appreciate it. I got to go to some like neighborhood party tonight. You know, I live in Del Webb now. It's beautiful. The people are all
gorgeous out there.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And I play golf and I play a little bocce and I walk with B and just great people out there. So I'm going to some, they call it drinks on the driveway.
Nice.
The neighborhood, and everybody takes a turn.
Nice.
But I don't drink anymore, so I'll just come over and look at everybody, you know, that getting hammered.
That's right. What's that golf course like out there?
It's beautiful. I know we're going to go.
Yeah.
Whisper Creek. It's outstanding. It's a beautiful course, 18 holes designed by Billy Casper.
Ooh.
I'm a minute away. When I don't golf, I go to the driving range. When I don't go to driving range, I'm golfing. I golf twice a week now. Sometimes 3 times a week, and then my scores have gotten better, but I sucked to begin with. Oh, was I horrible. I was like a 112 guy, you know, 115. I had a score the other day about 102.
That's all right.
Yeah, I don't have an eraser on my pencil either, but I can make figures.
I always bring an eraser.
So it's all good. Everything's good. We're having fun. The barroom folks have been great, and, you know, I saw you put out a nice little thing thanking everybody, because it takes a village, man.
That's right.
That's it.
Everyone associated with Bears Bar Room has been outstanding to work with, to partner with. They're all great people, and they've really are helping, you know, to elevate us to the next stratosphere. And I know that you wanted to talk, Mike, about the media, and share your thoughts about where, you know, communications in the 21st century is going, and the sports media and so forth. Why don't you go ahead and share your thoughts?
Well, I think that you know, podcasting is the future in a lot of venues for individual advertisers.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that because I work for terrestrial radio too, which is there's room for them too.
Sure.
But I think if you'd rather have a radio station, there's no doubt. Okay, you're in Chicago, you pick out your stations, and that's it. But just remember that you're going to get lost maybe in a 5-minute segment. You're going to get lost in a loop. If you go to out of the bag, if you buy advertising, you go, honey, listen for my spot.
Right.
And if you're not listening at the right time, exactly, sometimes you miss it. Well, so does everybody else a lot of times.
Right.
And the secret of radio or advertising, quite frankly, is for a lot of people now, especially with Sirius Radio, is that with not... you know, where Chicago doesn't own the airwaves anymore.
Right.
So people are buying commercials thinking people are listening to them. Mm-hmm. You know, they're throwing their numbers. You know, certain stations have baseball teams. Go look at our numbers. And, you know, well, let me look at the numbers during the day. Let me look at this. Let me look at that. And it gets lost in the loop and people switch around.
All right.
As soon as there's a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody, but a lot.
A lot of people, sure.
If you're a podcast, what you're doing is, if you have a good podcast,
mm-hmm,
and I don't care who it is, you still got to work the advertising angle. And I've been able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost like being, if you're an advertiser like Vegas Scores and Odds, this is your stadium.
Right.
Vegas Scores and Odds, the Bears Bar Room, this show here is your, you know, Minute Maid Field.
Exactly.
Your Wrigley Field. You stand out if you can, if you want to invest in any of the great podcasts out there. I have nothing against anybody who's got a podcast. Mm-hmm. Guys that dream, people or ladies that dream, to guys who've been there and done that like myself, and I'm still doing it on all venues. But I mean, let's face it. I was doing stadiums in the 90s. That's what it was equivalent to.
Right, right.
And now I'm doing like, you know, small rooms, concerts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Except when I'm on ESPN 1000 with Carmen DeFalco. Right. That's a bigger venue.
Absolutely.
No question about it.
Right.
That's the U.S. I mean, that brand's as big. If Hyman Roth said we're going to be bigger than U.S. Steel, so is ESPN.
That's right.
So it's all good. The break I had was I was sitting around for about 6, 7, 8 years, you know, doing grinding away. And I said, you know what? it's time to move somewhere else. Time to retire, relax. I was fine. Money up. Got plenty of money. Invested well. No worry. And then Bears Barroom came along. Right. And I remember calling you.
Yes.
Because I liked it. It was different. It was like Bear fans who were so passionate, they were off the wall. It was crazy.
I remember you.
We're 2-9. Yeah. I'm going.
Those two wins were pretty, though.
Man, if we could play the rest of our games like we played those two games, especially that one about 2 months ago, we'll be good. And then I started thinking Shane, and then I saw other people, and I started saying, these guys, since I'm an all-time Bear fan, who's an all-time Bear fan that's been there since I started following the Bears in 1960? I said, I don't know how many, but maybe I can do something. Mm-hmm. And then I had the handicapping thing going,
right.
And I combined that, and the Sun-Times has been great. Mark Potash kept me, a lot of guys, Tom Sosnoff from Tasty Trade, are you kidding me, and Nikki, and all them people. You know what? I had good people, Perry Mandara, all these people over the years. I never forgot any of them. Mm-hmm. Never. From the day. So you just keep your foot in the door, man, and you just keep plugging away. And then the next thing you know, your voice over in national spots, you're having a good time. And I do all this stuff with no, you know, in the old days, hey, how we doing? The ratings, you know, you live and die by what somebody writes and back right. in the day. So now those days are gone. I mean, even the media guys, they don't have the power they once had. You put out Bears Barroom, you put that press release out on, for instance, on our Twitter handles, that reached more people than any newspaper.
That's
just
true.
The way it is.
That's very true.
Okay, so I'm just happy, and I just we got a lot more things to do.
You're the busiest retired man I've ever run into, I'm telling you.
We got to figure out how to do the commercials. We got to do a commercial later on.
We're doing a commercial later on.
Is that for the Bear-Packer game?
For the Bears-Packer game, right? So you've been doing your homework.
And that's going to be running on Westwood One. It's going to be running on Fox Sports Radio. They're going to be happy to hear me again. I can't wait.
Yes, yes. All right. As we are recording this live, we have the TV on, and the White Sox are up 4-0 in the 9th inning. Another base hit there for Jose Abreu, I think, who is having just a magnificent game. That's not Jose Abreu. That's Tim Anderson, who is also playing really great baseball. And it's funny that he happens to get a hit just as I wanted to introduce this soundbite from White Sox manager Ricky Renteria. He has been lambasted recently regarding his baseball lineups. And so he was asked about that. And this is courtesy of NBC Sports Chicago. This is what he said regarding his lineups.
I'm not going to appeal to the sabermetrician on a daily basis. Never will, never want to. Not my intent. If they don't like it, I don't really give a I do things because I think it's the right thing for me to do. I know everybody has their opinion. Maybe it puts me in the outs. That's fine. But I'm going to do what I think I need to do with the guys that I have. I know my guys.
Mike, what do you think about this whole controversy? One of the things that people have been complaining about is, for instance, Tim Anderson, who has been a red-hot hitter, but he has rarely batted up at the top of the batting order. And the analytics say that he should be batting second, you know, and that Eloy Jimenez should be batting in an RBI position, but for most of the season, he's been batting fifth or sixth, when some of the other guys on this team who really don't have a future, like John Jay was at the cleanup spot a week ago. What do you think about Mr. Renteria's comment?
I like Rick. I like it. I don't want him looking at sabermetrics. I want him to play where these guys he wants to put them. I don't want crybabies. You don't hear him crying about being moved around. I mean, you know, it's the same thing as Schwarber when he was leading off. It didn't work, though.
Mm-hmm.
See, now Rick, you get a little bit of a red ass, but some of it's not working.
Right.
So you're still going to be questioned. You know, critics be damned, but, you know, critics might be right. And lots of guys, managers that think, and see, this is a secure man, because remember, there's an owner named Jerry Reinsdorf who's loyal to people.
Right.
And it's very hard to fire even guys that don't get the job done. Now, Rick Renteria, his team petered in the second half, period.
Mm-hmm.
They're around 500 the first half of the season.
Oh, my gosh.
but I blame the lack of pitching. I'm hearing the nonsense. White Sox fans, they're at the point now, 30% of the White Sox ball washers out there, it's unbelievable. I mean, I got to hear about Lewis Robert hitting a home run in Charlotte. I'm a major league guy. Mm-hmm. Period. End of story. Call me when he's up here. Yeah. Until that time, they showed him hitting a home run last night. The guy that threw the ball, he couldn't play fast pitch with us and send as a pitcher. The ball came like I had more arc on my 16-inch softball than this thing. Remember who you're doing this against. Because Aloy hasn't done all that. I mean, you know what? Okay, he's got 20 home runs. That's great.
Yeah.
When like 50 or 60 guys got more than 25.
I know. This is...
So this is like... and he was hurt. I give him credit. Right. But he's hitting 250.
Mm-hmm.
So and he can't field. So let's just take our time and quit. When the Sox lose, you know what happened the other day? Aloy triple and home run. I couldn't find a score.
That's right.
They're done talking about the major league team except for individuals.
That's right.
Moncada coming back. Aloy hits a home run. Where's the score? They don't even put it in. We lost 9-2. I finally found it out. I had to call Fred. I said, I just read the three papers. Do you have a score for me from last Sox game? Oh, hold on. Oh, yeah, 9-2. Okay, thanks. Right?
That's true.
They'll get their brains beat in like 10-2, and then it says Vaughn hits home run for Birmingham or something. I don't give a rat's Rudy Tootie about any minor leaguers like Ozzie Guillen used to say. I can't worry about the guys. I only worry about the guys who are here. Uh-huh. I can't worry about the injured. I can't worry about only about the guys who are here.
That's a good answer.
And I agree with him. Oh, I hate that Mike North, that son of a bitch.
That is excellent. Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you, you know.
Bunch of garbage. It's minor league. Pushing the minor leagues down a major league town's throat. Get his ass up here then. I'm tired of hearing about how everybody does against Peoria and Phoenix. My God.
Steven Zim Zimmerman in the chat room says the difference between Ricky and Madden as managers is the talent in their lineup. What do you think about that?
Madden won at Tampa Bay. Madden won with the Cubs. Can we just move on? I mean, that's enough. I've had enough of the nonsense. Rick Renteria, no. You know what? I give him credit, but he's apparently a Doug Collins type. Point C to point B.
Greg Braggs Jr., also known as Craig to you.
Not Craig, you knucklehead. It was Glenn.
Oh, Glenn.
See, you don't even get it right.
I told you.
When I mispronounce a guy's name, I know it.
I butchered the butchered name.
But doesn't that tell you that I listen?
Yes.
I listen to all the shows. Yes. The good ones, especially with the good picks, 8-9 times. Helps build the clicks. So what does Greg have to say?
Greg says that Madden will be the manager of the White Sox next year and that he's willing to bet on it. Perhaps.
Wow.
Mm.
What happens if the Cubs win the World Series?
Ooh, it's going to be hard for that to happen then for Madden to go anywhere other than the Chicago Cubs.
I don't think they'd let him go. I think he thinks he's coming back.
I know. He said that.
But wait, you know what? Where do the players take a blame sometimes when things ain't going good? I mean, you know what? They've been horrible. The relief pitching's been out of sight. He's tried. But you know what? His lineups have been inconsistent, too. I want a set lineup. I want guys to play the same position. I may be old school, but it seems to work for other teams like the Yankees and others.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, they.
But they're winning today, the Sox. They're only 11 under. They got a shot at your 500.
They still have a shot. That is true. I predicted they'd be 500 at the end of the year. So I got like a plus minus of 3 or 4. So yeah. if they come in within three
Go
or four
dive
games
in
of 500,
the shallow end. I'll see you later.
Hey, you mentioned, you know, everybody hitting home runs and so forth. And there, Goose Gossage, Pete Rose, and Lou Piniella made headlines this week because they were very, very critical of the type of Major League Baseball that's out there. Goose Gossage said that it's he can't watch it, you know, mm-hmm. that they've stolen the art of baseball away. And Pete Rose has been talking about this for a while. I got a soundbite here.
I love Pete.
He's your buddy. He was on your show, your TV show.
I remind him that he lied to me every time.
We got to talk about that on the other end of this clip.
I remind him.
All right, so this is Pete Rose talking about what's wrong with baseball right now.
Do you like baseball the way it is right now?
No, not at all. I mean,
do you understand what they're doing?
Yes, I understand what they're doing.
Do you like the shifts?
Everybody that plays baseball today, as far as I'm concerned, mm-hmm. is a potential home run hitter.
Right.
There ain't nobody playing baseball today on a roster that don't have at least one home run. It didn't used to be like that. You got guys now hitting 15, 18 home runs, and they're not even home run hitters. These ballparks today are jokes. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I can name you 10, 12, 14 ballparks.
Well, the one in Cincinnati is probably the worst.
You ever been to Houston?
Yeah.
That is a band box.
He goes on to name a number of other stadiums, and that, by the way, is courtesy of ESPN in New York, part of the YES Network. What do you think about what Pete just said there?
He's absolutely right. And I'm going to be honest with you, Aldo. I saw last night, I was watching the Cardinal game. I won the game for Vegas Scores and Odds. God bless. And Vegas Scores and Odds, by the way, folks, if you really want to know, there's no better place to go. Just go to Vegas Scores and Odds on the top of my profile. Once you go to the top of the profile and you punch that, it brings you heaven on earth, ladies and gentlemen. It gets you all the great John Anthony, if you will, yours truly. Just go down the roster of guys that we have. Just outstanding. And we're going to get more. And football season's coming up. We got the number right there. What's that number, Aldo, on top there?
1-866-504-2201. They got free winners daily.
Tony Sacco's up there. Tony. Hollywood. Wow. You know, I mean, I got my pick up there for tonight. I had a good night last night. What's my record right now on top there?
Well, it says
Am I in first place again?
Yeah, I noticed that. Last 7 days, you are 7-3. Hollywood is 4-2. And the Odds Father and Hall of Famer are 4-3.
All right, now the bottom left, all-time wins. Now, the Odds Father has less wins, better percentage, but I got, like, if I'm not mistaken, I'm like 1,503.
You have more wins than anybody on this leaderboard.
Ever.
1,515 wins.
I'm like Cy Young.
of
handicap. I'm the Cy Young. I'm the Pete Rose.
I love it.
And they know it. Everybody knows it. And I'm proud to be the new spokesman for this fabulous site. And follow us. Look, Bear Barroom. Here's what I want. The people that are at VSAO, follow at Bears Barroom Network. At Bears Barroom, at VSAO. And just check out the front page. Check out my Twitter handle at North to North. Check up Aldo Gandia, Bears Barroom. We're there and we're square. Now, let's talk about Pete Rose. He's right. And yesterday I'm watching St. Louis, and there's this heavyset guy in the booth with the announcers. And it's talking like this. And he goes, when I hit the ball, he goes, nobody takes anybody out anymore at second base. It's become a soft game, a gentleman's game, if you will. He says, I'm going, who the hell is this guy? He's bald. He's got the flip over. He looks like a Southern sheriff. He goes, I'm going to tell you something else. He goes, you don't bunt anymore. You don't, when was the last time I saw stealing home plate? It's all about home runs, trying to make your name.
Right.
That's not the way it should. It was Will Clark.
Oh, really?
And he played for the Cardinals. Yeah. I forgot.
Cardinals and,
he was
and there Giants, for right?
Yes. It was Will Clark just burying baseball, blasting them. And he says this was the best. Game been around for 150 years. And then these guys got to start playing with it. That's what he said. So whenever somebody gets hurt, even in the stands, we have 3-4 people get hurt this year badly.
Right, right.
Netting all over the place right now. How many millions go to the ballpark?
Mm-hmm.
80 million?
Oh, yeah. That's a good number, yeah.
And if 6, 7, 8, 9 people get hurt,
mm-hmm,
you inconvenience the 80 million.
Well, and part of the problem is back in the day, everybody was looking at the baseball game. Nowadays, people are looking at their phones. They're talking about, you know, something
right
other than
they
the
don't
sport.
Pay attention.
They don't pay attention. I've gone to games where I've been surrounded by people, and the conversation is all over the place. And I feel like saying, shut up and watch the game. It's
and when there's
me crazy
a line drive coming at you, you better have reflexes.
Yes.
And a lot of these people being hit are kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the lower bowl.
Right.
So they got to put the netting up, and I understand that. But when you really break it down, airplanes don't have a safety record like that.
Yeah.
When you stop and think about it.
You're right.
If you got 10 people being hurt in an airline industry,
mm-hmm,
for a year and there's 80 million people flying,
right,
you wouldn't make any changes.
You wouldn't.
But baseball overreacts to everything. When Buster Posey got hurt, sorry, you got to give the runner a lane,
mm-hmm,
like you're on the Ryan? When somebody gets hurt at second, no more. Guys slide halfway now. They don't even run hard.
That's true.
So it's all changed, but hey, what are you going to do?
Well, in Hart4803 in the chat room makes a good point that the balls are hit harder nowadays, they fly faster, that it's probably best to have nets. And I agree with that in terms of training nowadays. You see players now with muscles that, you know, Babe Ruth never could even imagine. You know, Babe had a waistline that was pretty damn big for a baseball player.
Waistline shouldn't determine, but he did hit line drives into the stands, I guarantee.
Oh, yeah, he did have power that was unmatched
You're telling me he didn't rifle right?
No, you're right.
Into the stands, and people did. Hey,
right? People were paying attention. That's what it paid attention. That's right. What it boils down to.
and there weren't as many kids in the lower bowls back then. Mm-hmm. There really weren't. It wasn't. Guys used to show up in suits.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that something?
Crazy. So you know what? I don't care. I don't call it. If they want to put up netting, that's fine. I thought the White Sox all the way down to the foul pole did a little overreacting. Mm-hmm. But you know what? They always want to be first in everything except, I guess, baseball.
Joey Two Scoops, who goes to a lot of White Sox games. He is so cool. His stepfather runs concessions down there at Sox Park, and I met like about 20 family members who are all working the concessions down there. Yeah, but I was
going
to say,
good connections.
How about it? But Joey just loves going to the Guaranteed Rate Stadium, and he says that the Nets didn't bother his sideline because his season tickets are along the left field line. So
yeah,
that's good.
Look, all I'm going to say,
I was worried about that.
I wouldn't want netting all the way in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I had right field grandstand, me and B, for like 5-6 years at Wrigley.
Oh, really?
Right by the bullpen.
Okay.
The balls came rifling. You had to be ready.
Yeah.
And but that was about 10-15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we used to give them to our relatives and stuff. We went maybe once a week.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? We were ready. And
you better be, yeah, especially because where those seats are.
I the one time I said I was terrified with Bobby Hull sitting behind the net. That's the one. I'm so happy they put netting up for the people behind the nets.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, my God, you could get yourself killed. Speaking of getting yourself killed.
Uh-huh.
The Cedric Benson deal. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I said this past week, mm-hmm. I quote, was one of most hyped Bears, great Longhorn, RIP, you know.
Sure.
Very respectful. Was one of most hyped Bears, great Longhorn, rest in peace.
You tweeted that.
Tweeted.
Okay.
The haters out there.
They came after you, huh?
Came after me,
mm-hmm.
because I told the truth. He didn't say he wasn't overhyped.
Right.
I said he was hyped.
Right, right.
As the next big deal, as Walter.
Right.
And I never bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Never bought it.
Mm-hmm.
But for the nonsense of these people, and then what you get is copycats. Mm-hmm. The one guy goes, that was an immature tweet. Let the guy rest in peace. Wait a minute. Whenever somebody dies, when Charles Manson died, did they give him a day of mourning before they brought up what he did?
Well, Charles Manson.
Okay, I'll give you one better.
Okay.
When anybody dies, uh-huh. if they did anything wrong, that's brought up.
Right, right.
When Nixon died,
right.
was Watergate brought up?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I didn't bring up anything like that. Even David Hall took some hits because he said never panned out or something as a Bear.
Right.
Sorry, he didn't. But here's another thing.
Mm-hmm.
I got this. I'm going to turn on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I got this message at 10 o'clock Sunday morning.
Okay.
And it's from a reliable source. He's maybe over the years, anything Chicago over the last 25 years, there's been 9-10 times where there was questions about was it real, was it not. And his guy every single time has come through and has been right. But it's only been 9 times. Okay.
Okay.
So this guy sends me this, and I'll show you what he said. But this plays into the press and the media. Okay. It says here, and I'll cover his name.
Okay.
But I want you to see this. Okay, his name's on top. I got a flip phone. Read the lit up part.
Cedric Benson was killed in a motorcycle accident in Austin, Texas, Mike.
Right. Cedric Benson was killed in a motorcycle accident in Austin, Texas, Mike.
Right.
Out of nowhere, 10 to 10 on Sunday morning.
Okay.
He was drunk, Mike. A gal was killed, too. Benson is a total. Always has been. They didn't bring up the girl being killed till the next day.
Okay.
Here's what I'm going to tell everybody. I'm not going to believe the autopsy because the media is full of crap to begin with. We all know that now. And Austin, Texas is where it happened, where he is a hero. And I hope to God he didn't drink. But if it says he didn't drink or he didn't wasn't high at all because he liked to smoke marijuana,
right.
I'm not going to believe it.
Okay.
Because if you read Cedric Benson, if you go to him on Wikipedia now, it's a disaster.
Yeah. He had a lot
of
incidents.
And
you got
to tell it like it is.
Right.
And I had nothing against the guy. But Austin, Texas exists because of Texas, the University of Texas. And Cedric Benson, God bless him, is still a hero there. As big as Earl Campbell.
Right.
As big as Ricky Williams.
Right.
So even if he had a belly full of liquor, there's been enough damage where people were injured. The van blew up. He was, his body was charred. One account said he was speeding.
Right.
But no toxicology report has come out yet.
Right.
But as a skeptic of the media and being in the media my whole life,
right.
if they say he was completely sober at that time of night, I'm not going to believe it.
Okay. Well, we'll be keeping our eye out on those news reports because there might be lawsuits involved here. Where two other people were hurt, but not fatally in that accident.
But
correct?
The thing that bothered me is you don't have to know the girl's name.
Right.
Somebody should have said there was a woman killed. Because I got this at 10 to 10 in the morning, and they didn't announce that till the next day, unless there was some little obscure Twitter account.
All right. Now let's talk about your flip phone.
That's been disturbing you ever since I saw this. And then you stepped away from the mic. Nobody even heard you read it.
I know.
I mean, we're impressing our new bosses at VSAO. No, all I'm saying is what I said at the beginning was there was nothing wrong with that.
Right.
He was overhyped. He was not overhyped. He was hyped. Rest in peace and a great longhorn. He wasn't a great bear. In fact, he was a better Cincinnati Bengal.
He had
three good years there.
Right.
And I was happy for him. He just didn't fit the Bears.
He did not at all fit the Bears.
And he showed up, didn't show up to practice sometimes.
He had some problems.
Sideline problems.
He was maybe
Urlacher and him almost went to blows.
Yeah, that's right. He was maybe the first person in the world that I ever heard of that got a DUI for riding a boat. Do you remember that instance?
Yes.
That
no,
was
let
weird.
Me tell you something. Look, with all due respect to the guy, and with the, did you see The Athletic? If you look up Cedric Benson on The Athletic, Cedric Benson accomplished more in his short life than most people. Are you kidding me? Millions of people accomplished more, and they didn't kill somebody either. So let's calm down about everything and quit making this guy Archie Griffin. Because he wasn't. Got to be straight up about it.
All right.
And, you know, Bear fans love him, and I know you're very quiet about this.
Well, I am always of the opinion that it is best to share opinion once all of the facts come in.
And I understand, but...
Now, I'm not begrudging anything that you've said.
No, I agree. Right. But there was a girl killed.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that didn't come out for a full day. Why would that be?
Yeah, well...
And it's Austin... Texas.
Right.
And he's beloved. I give him all the credit in the world, but it didn't work out for him.
Right. I see where
I don't have enough
from.
Room in my head for Cedric Benson. I don't. I'm sorry, folks. Yeah. I said rest in peace. I paid my respects. I didn't say anything bad. There's people, though.
Well, yeah.
They treated him like he was a saint, and you can't.
Right. Well, and there's a lot of people who are looking at your tweets with anything to try to pick a fight with you.
Who are Benson fans and Bear fans.
Yeah.
I get it.
Well, and some aren't, but they just want to pick a fight with you.
I can't believe that. I'm such a nice guy.
One of the nicest.
Boy, I'll tell you.
Hey, Lucas Giolito is now being interviewed on NBC Sports Chicago.
You're in your glory. You act like they won the World Series.
Well,
man,
of course.
You.
I mean, 9-inning game, gave up 3 hits, struck out 12. A sensational performance. You know how I am about one of the things that I miss about baseball is seeing a starting pitcher go 9 innings. tell me that this isn't awesome that Lucas Giolito pitched a gem of a game. 9 innings, 3 hits, and 12 strikeouts.
Yeah,
pretty
and he
awesome.
Got his mojo back. I mean, you know what? People were worried about him worried. A little bit. We were all worried about him. We want the kid to do good. I want everybody to do good. So you know what? I mean, as a White Sox fan, I'm happy for him. And he looks like to be one of those guys that the trade's going to work out. He's not a Kopech. He's not a Covey. He's not a Cease.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and other guys that they're going to have to get.
Right.
So, right. You know, this guy here, he's taken a leadership role. He admitted today when he thought he had a strike that he gave himself,
yes.
You know, it's on me.
Yes.
So, I give him all the credit in the world. I do.
Right.
Because he's got a great record for a team that doesn't have a great record.
Right. This guy has a...
Back on the day. Back on the game.
I love it.
Look at us.
I love it. You know, he really does have ace written all over him, and I'm excited about his career, and hopefully he's going to pitch a long, long time with the Chicago White Sox. Hey, Mike, you know what time it is right now?
Get out of here. Come on. Let's go. Just remember something about the Benson situation.
Uh-huh.
You said something that just stuck out to me.
Okay.
You're going to wait for the facts to come out of Boston? Right?
Well, who knows? There might be real facts that come out.
You know what? Doesn't matter anyway. Doesn't really at the end. It's a shame.
No, it's a shame. People lost their lives, and that's what.
And a young lady's parents.
Exactly.
And some aren't there. So.
Exactly.
And I'll say this again. Rest in peace to all of them, man.
Absolutely.
And rest in peace if I don't get these damn picks right. I was 2-1 last week.
You were 2-1, and talk about hot, dude. And NFL season is starting up again. That and the NHL is where you...
People are rooting for me to lose.
Really? Are they?
Oh, handicappers. No, come on, handicappers. They don't want to hear a guy's 18-1-1 when they're 9-8. They don't want to hear that.
That's right.
And they don't want to hear that you got the games right. They don't want to look at the Sun Times and go, even people, they go, look at North, 18-1-1. What's your record? 1-18-1. You know, they don't want to hear it.
Yeah, they don't want to hear that.
I mean, there's nothing worse than winning too much for some people.
Oh.
But we can never win enough.
Exactly.
So here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Right away, brought to you by Vegas Scores and Odds, where you go VSAO. Follow at VSAO. And you have all the top handicappers. We got packages, individual games. I got games up for $25. You can call the office. They got free picks. They also give out premium picks out there. If you join, you get picks, some of the top picks in the business. But I put them out on the web for $25. I've never raised my price because, you know what, I'd like to see somebody bet $100 that pays me $25. You're going to win profit. If you bet $50, but you're paying $100 worth of picks a night, and you're betting $50, you're defeating the purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So what I like to do is keep it at 25. It's been working. Like Eldo said earlier, I'm 7-3 in the last 7 games. Here's what I got. I got a couple Thursday games, and then I got the Bear game, which during preseason, I've been doing okay. First game, we have the Cincinnati Bengals playing the New York Giants. Baker Mayfield taking a shot at the new kid Jones. Why is Baker Mayfield taking a shot at anybody?
Exactly.
My God, I mean, I know you had a good year last year, but I mean, you're not Joe Montana.
Right.
My God, what are you, nuts? Why are people taking shots at Trubisky? The guy went to the playoffs.
Yeah.
They're 12-4. I mean, and he doesn't say a word. All he does is get kicked into you-know-what.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't get it. Cincinnati -1.5 versus the Giants. Bengals with the pinstripes, the Tiger stripes.
Tiger stripes.
Big fan of Tony the Tiger. I think, you know, in fact, I think he is their mascot, just walks around the sideline, looks undernourished, but so what? Cincinnati -1.5 versus New York. Then you have Washington +2.5 over, I believe, Atlanta. That's right.
That is correct.
Washington +2.5. Jay Gruden watch begins. I don't think they've won a game yet, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct.
They stink. They're 0-2. And yet the system gives me the Giants. I believe they're getting 3.
Oh, Washington, Atlanta. The system gives you who?
What did I say, Washington?
You said Giants.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was the Cincinnati Giants. Washington versus Atlanta.
Right.
And Washington's getting 2.5.
Gotcha.
All right. And then last but not least, the Bears versus Indy. Indy's minus 3.5 because everybody knows the Bears aren't going to play their starters.
Mm-hmm.
But that means that might be a trap. Maybe the I can't believe they're not going to play anybody. I've been watching everybody play. I've seen a lot of guys play, and this is something we'll discuss after these picks. I'm going to take the Bears plus the 3.5. I think they keep it close. I don't know how long Indy will play their guys, and their guys aren't that good anyway. So 3.5 points, it's not Indy with Peyton Manning.
Right.
It's not the Colts with Johnny Unitas, okay? So we'll take the Chicago Bears. And Aldo, that is my pick brought to you by VSAO, Vegas Scores, and Odds. Back to you.
Now, that game, again, as you said, is on Saturday, so who knows what happens between now and Saturday. So if something significant happens, I'm sure you'll tweet out, you know, that I've changed my – because there's word coming out of Indy that Frank Reich, the head coach of the Colts, might not play his starters now because he and Nagy have exchanged texts, and Nagy said, yeah.
You believe that?
Yeah. What's happened to football?
Hal is calling Lombardi, going, I'm going to sit my guys. What the hell is going on around here?
I love that when you say that.
Wow. I mean, it's gotten to the point. I mean, they it's too nice now. Everything's too nice.
Oh, it is.
Everybody's so nice.
What is going on
it's
in the
football,
world of
man.
Sports?
Yes. It's football.
Well, I'll tell you one guy who wasn't nice to a teammate the other day, and that's Bears offensive lineman Kyle Long. He beat the out of one of his teammates, apparently took his helmet off and started
deep
whacking
shot.
The guy
that's
on the shoulders and around the head area. They're saying that this thing, if there would have been videotape released about this, that it would have looked so bad that Kyle Long might have become public enemy number one. Fortunately,
there's probably video.
Yeah, no, while the team definitely has video, but the media was
we gotta
not
wait for the facts to come in.
There you go.
God, I love you.
So your buddy Mark Potash,
you know what? You turned into Jack Webb right in front of my very eyes. Just the facts, man. So go ahead.
Your buddy Mark Potash asked Kyle
Long. Mark.
Oh, he's the best.
The best.
And he asked Kyle Long about the incident.
The way training camp is now is that you play so much against your teammates, very little against opponents. Do you think that's part of it?
I think they're two separate conversations. You know, what I was involved with last week is unacceptable, regardless of who we practice against, who we play against, what line of work you're in, regardless. But I will say that there is some merit to the fact that we want to see other people. We love each other. We enjoy practicing against each other, but I think that it'll be nice to see some other people.
What do you think about that whole incident? I mean, you know, he really went after this guy.
I didn't see it, and nobody has, but I heard it was bad.
Yeah.
And I heard he was, you know what, that he's got to try to win back the locker room. You know, that's not good. And the first thing I think about when I see a football player go off like that is roid rage. Mm. First thing I think about, guy that's had a lot of injuries, you know, and stuff like that. But if it wasn't roid rage, by the way, is there going to be anything done? He's just got to try to ingratiate himself with the team.
He was basically suspended. He did not make the trip to New York for the last preseason game.
But nobody knew that, really. I mean, it wasn't like
It was announced. It was really officially announced after the game.
After the game, that's what I'm saying. But that's good. We waited for the facts. See what I'm talking about? The way the media manipulates. Now you telling me they didn't know beforehand?
Well,
come on, Al. You've been doing this for your whole life. We've been on the streets our whole life.
I know.
They lie. The media lies so much now in every form. Not look, the media lied about me in the 90s. Forget about what they lie about now. So I know I saw it firsthand. If they want to get you, they'll try to get you. And you know what? I don't believe anything that comes out of the media anymore. Anything from any side. So you got to make your own conclusions.
Yep.
And thank God there's videotape that you can see people answer questions of.
Right.
In the old days.
Oh, my goodness.
You just say it to newspaper writers, and they'd get home. And this didn't just happen in the 90s, folks. They'd get home and go, I never said that.
That's
in
right.
the 40s.
Oh, my goodness.
So remember the people that are writing are some of the most unscrupulous people you'll ever want to meet. And they come across, just like I say, let Antonio Brown wear his whatever helmet he wants. They wouldn't have the guts to show up to their TV job in a T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be sent home. So they're telling somebody else to have the balls they don't have.
Mm. They talk about last two shows. Right. I've been good.
We never did this live with me in front of him. This is something new.
The nowadays they call it clickbait, but back in the day it was about selling newspapers.
Oh, so, yeah, perfect.
So it's the
absolutely.
Same thing, right?
It was the same thing, and they come up with this outlandish stuff and everything else, and. You know, and then they draw their own conclusions. Mm-hmm. Even the dude that he hung himself, but the guards retired. Are you kidding me? I worked in corrections. We would have been court-martialed if we were on duty.
Yeah.
Well, I worked in corrections at Fort Riley. Yeah, the guards retired, and one wasn't even a guard. I think he worked in the cafeteria, and his cellmate was moved, but everything's fine. I mean, come on.
That's crazy.
And everybody believed. Did you hear what they said? Folks, hardly even read the papers anymore. I read the Sun-Times especially for our grid when we're winning.
Right.
That's when we do it. But the sports section seems to be pretty, it's just there's not as much debate.
Yes. I will agree with you definitely
There's
on that.
There's no debate. That's right. Why podcasting mm-hmm. and people like us mm-hmm. have gotten more advertising oh. because they're listening to the product that's out there now.
That's right.
There's no debating. Mm-hmm. There's no debating, and that's not a hater. I love this genre, you know, but there just isn't a whole lot of debate or a lot of stepping out.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
That's just the way it is.
Now, let's debate this. Perhaps we both agree. What do you think about Matt Nagy's approach where it appears now that the first stringers are done for the preseason? They played a little bit in the first game. A couple of guys played in the second game. It appears that no one from the starting group is going to play in the third game, which traditionally the mm-hmm. starters play over a half. They go into the third quarter. And, of course, they're definitely not going to see any action in the fourth preseason game. What do you think about Matt Nagy's system where he's relying more on the scripted, orchestrated practices as opposed to actual football games?
I don't mind it as much as I thought.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them as every year they want to cut out the preseason games. You need preseason games to see who you're going to pick for your depth. The second and third string players depend on preseason games. So to get rid of them and only play two and have 18 games, every year this nonsense comes up, leave it alone. And you know what? I will tell you this. If they go 6-10 this year,
right.
then next year there might be a different approach.
Right.
But that they went 12-4, how can you argue with the guy? Because everybody was against it last year for the most part.
Right.
I think everybody, every one of us in the media was in unison. What are you doing? I mean, I used to say Belichick, and he still does. They're playing their guys. If New England could play their guys, but they didn't. The Bears were lucky last year with injuries.
Right.
Maybe that was a reason.
More fortunate than most teams.
And we'll see what happens this year. But if they go 6-10, is he going to come up with? He won't be able to have the argument. We had success doing it.
Right.
You know. That's but I really respect the guy for taking trying to change things.
Mm-hmm.
It's turning that way anyway, but you still need the preseason games. And I like betting them.
Yeah. Hey, I want to get back to
God,
baseball.
God, was that good.
That was good. And
we
you
broke
know what?
The Bears down.
And I don't disagree with you whatsoever on that point. It worked last season, and
right.
let's hope it works again because, you know, this is
There's no way we're doing it again. What do you mean? Well, we won 12-4. That's outrageous. Right?
Yes.
Come on. And I'm going to be the talk show host that goes, yeah, I was against it too. They were really good. Let's end that right now.
That's right. It was a lark.
They were 12-4. Hey, if they would have, here, this was me back in the 90s. You ever think if they would have played the third game, they might have gone 14-2? You know what I mean?
Yes.
There's always a way you can turn it, man. There's but you can't argue with the results. The guy was 12-4. People love him.
Yep.
He's one bad season away by being ostracized.
Yep, there you go. And next week on Vegas Scores and Odds Advantage, I think it's our debut, our official debut of
September, it's supposed to be.
Okay. So anyway, let's talk next week about your prospects for the upcoming Bears
Absolutely.
Season. And you know, what do you think? They're a good bet to win the division?
I was starting to think they were an under. Now I'm starting to think they're an over.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
You know what
There's
like about the
That's
Bears
a squad
camp?
Of tease.
It's quiet.
Yes.
There's no, like,
yeah.
people mouthing off like Baker right. Mayfield. Oh. And there's no...
The biggest controversy was the Kyle Long thing that nobody saw. So.
Well, you know what, though? I feel bad for Kyle Long because from what I'm hearing, a lot of players lost respect for him.
Yeah.
You know, and that's and they're not bad guys, but
no,
He had a bad day, man.
He really did.
And he's got to win the team back, but I heard he's lost some of the guys already.
Well, in a few days.
Because of the way he fought.
In a few days. Yeah,
fight
exactly.
Like a man.
Exactly. And a few days before that, he and Akeem Hicks, who both of them, those guys are good friends, but they went at it too. And that wasn't a big deal, wasn't made out of that. But when you have two fights and then one of them is as ugly.
Suspending him and stuff like that is the right thing.
Yeah. All right. I wanted to get back to baseball because your good friend and your former wingman, Jesse Rogers.
Yeah. The best.
He was on ESPN yesterday. He was again on ESPN 1000 today, but yesterday I heard him say something about the pitching staff and how his confidence level with the Chicago Cubs, because he is the Cubs beat reporter for ESPN, how his confidence is starting to gain momentum because the starting pitching staff is going well, and he had this to say about the relievers.
Going into this month now, or last week of August, with Kinsler now, you know, a little bit sharper, you get to get C-Sheck an appearance. With you know, Kimbrel's got an appearance. I just think this bullpen, starting with Kimbrel, can be really, really sharp down the stretch. That's the way I'm looking at this thing. That their best days in the bullpen are ahead of them, not behind them.
Jesse Rogers went on to say that he thinks the Cubs are going to win the division, and it's because of the bullpen and also some of these players who have been sent down to the minors. Apparently, they're coming back up and playing very, very well. What do you think?
Well, I think that he's right about them winning the division. I said they'd win the division.
Yes, you've been saying that all season.
And I said also that in September now, they're playing everybody in their division. They're playing Pittsburgh. They're playing St. Louis. They're playing Milwaukee. They're playing, you know, all the guys in their division. So what they got to do is be in first or in the hunt.
Take care of business.
And take care of business one-on-one. That's the way it's going to be. I think that if they do not make the playoffs, that will be a disaster. I don't know what happens. But that being said, I think they're going to make the playoffs. And I think next year they got to make some adjustments to figure out why they're not winning on the road.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, if they won even just about 10 more games, you know?
Right.
I mean, they'd be sitting pretty. But you know what? Then you look at their home record. And folks, this is what I bring to the table. Obscure stats that maybe somebody wrote but you didn't see, and I had to steal it. I know. I saw yesterday they're 17-3 in their last 20 home games. Mm-hmm. Okay, so as much as we lament the fact, although, that they stink on the road, they're fantastic at home. So, you know what? They're making up the difference. They could be bad on both ends. And you know what? They play better with home cooking.
Yeah, they sure do. I mean, that road record is the third worst in the National League, but their home record is the second best in the National League, as I look at
St. Louis is playing good ball, though. I watched them last night. I had the Cardinal, and the Cardinals kicked some booty. They're doing really, really well.
8-2 in their last 10.
Yeah, I mean, they had a kid pitch a one-hitter the other night.
Yep.
I mean, so, you know, they had a one-hitter, so they're coming around. St. Louis is always a pain in the rear. Milwaukee, I think, is going to fizzle like I said they would.
Yeah.
Yelich is carrying them. I mean, you know what? People tell me Trout was 0-for-5 in the second game. I know 2-for-4 in the first game yesterday. But Yelich is just as good as he is this year and last year. He doesn't have the track record. People bring up, oh, you know what, Trout, 7 years. Yeah, but Yelich has already been to the playoffs and won games. Yeah. Trout hasn't.
Right.
So, and where was Milwaukee going before him? Mm-hmm. So I don't want to hear, well, California and L.A. is not as good as the. You like my gruffy mad voice?
I like that.
Wait a minute. The Angels aren't as good as Milwaukee. Who made Milwaukee good? Christian Yelich.
Yeah, Christian Yelich.
Right?
Very
and
true.
And Joe Kane was a hell of a pickup, but their starting staff stinks.
Yeah. You ain't kidding about that. What the? Do you think that Yelich has a chance to win the MVP if the Brewers don't? Well, a chance. Of course, he has a chance. But if the Brewers don't go to the playoffs, do you think Yelich still wins the MVP?
Wow, I'll tell you what. He's unbelievable. He had 5 hits the other night. But Bellinger's doing well. They're both having better years than Trout. Are we on Periscope?
We're not on Periscope. I'm shooting a little video of you. I might use as a promo for the show. So you look good.
Yeah, I feel good. Here's what I'm going to tell you. I just think that Yelich is a stud, Bellinger's a stud, Trout's a stud. That's it. And they all got over 40 homers. Over 40 homers. And that's what I was saying about Eloy earlier. Okay, you got 20 home runs. You heard Pete Rose. Pete Rose said, guys that aren't even home run hitters have 18. All right? Mm. So just take that with a grain of salt. The 20 home runs that were hit in the 90s are monumental compared to the 20 now.
Right.
The ballparks are small. Interesting. Rose attacked the small ballparks.
Yes.
Not the lively ball, not steroids, none of that. He says it's a bandbox. And I've been to Houston when the Sox were there. I went to the World Series.
Right.
I got to pinch my stuff. I still can't believe they were in the World Series. It was a beautiful place, but it's a small park.
Yeah, it is a small park. Now, let me ask
Did
you this.
Did my double chin show? My double chin?
No.
The curse of the Irish.
Yeah, and you know what?
I was a kid, I had a double chin.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, why?
I had the turkey neck. What are you going to do?
I had a double chin when I was born, and I still
I had a double chin when I was born. My buddy Louis, Italian, he had a 5 o'clock shadow when he was born.
Who's the best player in the major leagues? Is it Mike Trout or Yelich or somebody else?
I say Yelich, baby.
Yeah.
I love Trout, but I have Trout in a hit league. He went 0 for 5 last night, so I'm pissed off at him.
Oh!
Yeah, 0 for 5. After hearing all day, he's the best on Twitter. You know, Twitter's been so good for us, no kidding. We were talking about the Benson stuff.
Yes.
And you're right, people lay in wait for a screw up from people and stuff. It's a shame. But they end up getting ambushed if the guy comes back at them. That's just the way it is.
Absolutely.
That being said, it's been so good
mm-hmm.
for a lot of people. And there's happy. I always put up dog tweets and
I noticed
you
that.
You know, I love dogs.
You got some great
there
stuff.
There was a retriever in a shopping cart eating a head of lettuce the other day. I said, you know what? I think I'll get off the Epstein thing right now and put a dog in a shopping cart eating a head of lettuce. And there was one stuck on his teeth. And you know, I just love dogs.
I
see you rented noodles again.
Noodles. His name is Doodle.
Oh, sorry. Just like Glenn and
he
Greg.
He looks like a Noodles. That's a better name,
just
actually.
Like Glenn and Greg.
Yeah.
Hey, Greg, don't feel bad. I called him Noodles. His name is Doodles.
I love it. Hey, on Saturday, I noticed that Bill Walton, the former basketball great and a famous drug user, really. Let's not mince words. Right?
Never took a shower. Cindy Wick said he smelled like a billy goat when he played
goodness.
For Portland. But no, I'm worldly and I'm a universe. Let me tell you something. Nobody. Because Bill Walton, if you ever listen to him, mm-hmm. he sounds like Bullwinkle.
Yes, he does.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my head. In all the years, I've never seen a baseball hit so far. It came from the stratosphere to the moon. It went to the top of the moon and down and went around the stadium in a zen-like fashion. What do you think about that, Jason?
And then
Steve Stone, rest in peace. It's like he never existed. My God, poor Stoney.
No.
Right?
That was weird.
The career's going good. Until they brought Bill Walton in. Now it's and you know what? Can I tell you something?
Sure.
I didn't watch 1 minute of it.
No, you didn't?
Enough with the circuses, the minor leaguers hitting home runs.
Yes.
The Bill Walton in the booth. Not that I have to, you know, but Steve Stone, if you're him, you feel horrible. You know, you do.
He made a mockery of the game.
Oh, my God.
And of broadcasting.
Oh, there's no doubt about the microphone in your ear.
Well, I got a clip for you. So you want me to play it for you?
Play
it's about 45 seconds. It's some of the highlights.
He does great on basketball, though. He's entertaining.
He's very entertaining.
And you know, Jason did a good job. Just let him roll.
Jason, is it pronounced Benetti? I don't know, but I call him
the kid announcer.
The kid announcer.
That's right. That's
I really like him a lot. I know that you're
okay.
The jury is still out
I'm not,
for you.
No, you know what? Good for the kid.
Yeah.
Good for
him. He's good. Okay, so here, courtesy of MajorLeagueBaseball.com.
Excuse me? He's good? Good for the kid.
Courtesy of MLB.com. Here's some highlights of Walton and Jason Benetti on the White Sox broadcast, which from last Saturday.
I'm Bill, and this is my great friend, the true giant among us, a brilliant genius, one who's able to create beauty out of darkness. And your name?
It's Jason Still.
Okay, and so I'm Bill, and we're in California.
Well,
I've been dead for quite a few years.
And we all may be by the end of the night.
I tell you, I'm not a very good catcher. I'm much better at getting high than getting low. Maui Jim, there's nothing like Maui Jim. Man, you're a good-looking dude.
Through that prism.
Yeah, whoa, I love prisms. Four balls, you get to first.
Yep.
three strikes, you're out.
That's right.
Take me out to the ballgame.
Yes.
I don't care if I never come back. I apologize on behalf of the human race for destroying your broadcast, and I hope I don't ruin your career, which I think I've already let that bus go by.
You know what? I mean, basically, if another announcer said he was high on the air, you know, I'll give credit, though. It was entertaining.
I didn't see it,
but it was entertaining. I'm not going to lie, and people made a big deal about it. I felt bad for Stone.
Yeah. Well, you know, and sometimes when you watch a train crash, it's entertaining. And I didn't watch the broadcast, but just listening to those highlights.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Yes. Play me some peanuts and crackers. Just telling you.
Oh, great stuff.
I love Walk. By the way, one of the best college players I ever saw.
Oh,
man.
My goodness.
How about this? Hey, Alcindor's leaving. Yeah? Guess who's coming? Bill Walton. My God.
How amazing is that? Bill Walton at UCLA
was fantastic.
He really was. And there was a certain grace to the style.
He got kicked out of practice.
Yes.
For not getting his hair. He had to go get his hair cut.
Yeah, he had the long red moppy.
Right, the long, you know.
Right.
Look, the guy was a fantastic. You know what? His strongest part of his game was his outlet passing. He'd get the rebound, turn around. He could throw an outlet pass down the wing or down the middle. Almost to the end of the court.
Right.
And he didn't do it with one hand. And he was good, but his feet failed him, man, at the end. And you got to have your feet to play the game of basketball.
You do have to have your feet, and we have to have our closing theme song, which I don't have queued up. Ah, there it
Take
is.
Take your time. Thanks for everybody on the chat board.
Yeah, we had a really good crowd in the chat board. Oh, there it is. Banging its way in. Listen, if you are a follower of the Mike North Advantage, the Vegas Scores and Odds Advantage, make sure you tell your friends. Make sure that you tell them that you can find it wherever they get their podcasts, iTunes, Google Plus. You can get it on Spotify. You can get it on Podbean. You can get it wherever. All you got to do is
search. Or North to North the Bears Barroom Twitter.
Exactly. You will get plenty of information on Twitter and our Facebook page.
What's that live thing, MixLR?
That live thing was MixLR.
That's
exactly.
Don't tell me I don't pay attention.
Yeah, this guy knows
Mr. Technicality. That's me.
All you got to do is search Bears Ballroom Radio Network. Just go to Google. Search Bears Ballroom Radio Network and all sorts of stuff will pop out as to where you can find it. Harp 3803, who's a regular listener
Love
of the
Harp.
Show, says, outstanding show, Aldo and Mike and Harp. We thank you for your continued dedication to this show. We love you. And we love Greg Braggs, Bubba Starks,
all of the guys.
Steven Zim Zimmerman.
And I didn't even screw up Greg's name. I love Berlissimo.
Berlissimo. Berlissimo did a tweet today where he was checking out the NFL transaction sheet and noticed that Charles Leno Jr. had his contract restructured, which means that the Bears will have more money to sign somebody else. He was the first to report it before
guys
anyone.
London. Guys walking around by them soldiers with the funny hats.
That's right.
My God.
All of a sudden, his Twitter followers just jumped.
You could hide a pole cat in those hats. Those tall hats.
That's right.
Those guys, those guards with the red hats.
You can hide a lot in there.
Absolutely.
So make sure you follow Bears Barroom Radio Network and go over to Mixler.com. That way you get updates on our live shows. You'll get an email. It's all free. And make sure you go over to VegasScoresAndOdds.com and take a look at the packages there.
VSAO, give them a follow.
There you go. Mike, say goodbye to your
friends. So long, everybody.
Yeah.